Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God to Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my loves. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this worship and the Lord Wednesday. I worship my Father because he's worthy of all my praise. Hallelujah. Jesus said in John's 4 that we must worship him in spirit and truth because he's a spirit. Hallelujah. So I worship him because he's showing me how to walk in his spirit power, how to live in his spirit power. He's showing me the truth of the spirit. Hallelujah. So that's why I worship my Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over us. Allow us to heal and be strengthened, Father God. Allow us to go deeper in your understanding, your revelation, Father God. You know what you set forth in front of us, Father God. Give us the strength to do it. Give us the strength to walk by faith and not by sight, Father God. Let us not look at the sight of things, but look at it in the faith eyes of you, Father God. Hallelujah, because Jesus was faithful. He came down and redeemed us by the blood. Hallelujah. Reconciled us back to you to have an intimate personal relationship, Father God. Let our relationships be intimate with you. Let us have the relationship that you called us to have with you, Father God. Let us not compare our relationships or where we are, but let us be one with you because you dwell inside of us. Hallelujah. You walk in us, Father God. Let us submit to you. Let us trust in you. Let us not lean on our understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you so you can continue to direct our path. We ask you to give us all things that we need. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I'm just so thankful for all that my Father is doing and how he's continued to show up and show his way and show me different essences of him. And I pray that he's showing you more of who he is inside of your life, hallelujah, because we all have a journey that we have to take, hallelujah. Our mothers and fathers and aunties and grandparents and elders, they can have a solid relationship with the Lord, but you got to have your own personal relationship. You got to know him personally. You got to know how to pray to him. You got to know how to talk to him. You got to know how to be in tune with what his voice is saying for your life and guide and direct you, how he's calling you to be used, what is the purpose that he has over your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What does the blood of Jesus mean to you? What does his death mean to you? What does the resurrection mean to you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today's title is called Let Me Explain. Let us explain where we're coming from. Hallelujah. And as I was praying and asking my Father to release what he wants us to focus on, because we know we're still focusing on what do we learn today, how are we learning, because sometimes you can be so drawn into the things that you're going through, the trials and tribulations, the persecution, that you don't focus on that your Father is teaching you daily, because it says some plant and some water and God makes the increase. When you are learning something, that means God is increasing something in your life, hallelujah. So we just realize that God is always increasing. He always taking the time to show us that I'm here with you, I'm showing you things, I'm giving you more wisdom and knowledge and understanding, hallelujah. Don't fret on the things that you think supposed to manifest at this time, but be appreciative of what I'm letting manifest in your life right now, hallelujah. And we're going to talk about today, we're going to be in Hebrews 11, and we're going to go to verse number 17 and say, and by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall all seeds be called, shall your seed be called. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's the foundational scripture, but we're going to go into Genesis. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we just read it say, and by Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, that he may receive the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall your seed be called. Now, we have talked about the only begotten son. We did Luke's 1 and we did John's 1. And begotten mean a reproduction of something. So Jesus was a reproduction of the spirit of God. Hallelujah. And they say offered up the only begotten son. And they say Abraham was tried with Isaac, hallelujah, and he received the promise of offer, hallelujah. See, Jesus was part of the promise, but God brought it through Isaac, hallelujah. He gave it to him through the understanding of Isaac. So when we go to Genesis 17, and I'm going to read verse number 7, 19 to 21 and say, and I will establish my covenant between me and you and your seed after you in their generations for a everlasting covenant to be a God to you and to your seed after you. See, he said that he's going to establish a covenant between me and you and your seed after you in their generation. And each generation is a part of the covenant that's being released that he is establishing. Hallelujah. When you establish something, you put something firmly and permanently in place. He said he establishing the covenant in each to his seed after him in their generation. So it's certain things that God is establishing in our generation because now we have received the everlasting covenant because of what Jesus did on the cross. Hallelujah. See, God started off with Abraham. He said it was coming through Isaac, but it's coming along down each generation. It's more revelation and understanding. That's why we really need to know who we are in our Father. Hallelujah. See, God is teaching me when it talks about James, don't be like a wave that's tossed to and from with every wind and doctrine. We got to know how God is communicating with us, what God is saying, what is God establishing through us. Because it says, commit your works unto me and your thoughts shall be established. So if he's saying, I'm going to establish your thoughts, he say his thoughts and ways is higher than ours. So he establishing the thoughts that we are called to walk out. Hallelujah. We're called, and we're held accountable for every word that we say. We are called to be the word in flesh, to walk out the word. So it's certain things that we're called to say. Hallelujah. So it's certain things that God is establishing in us. That's why it's a lot of times the things that God says to you, it don't make sense to a lot of people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But you have to be so confident into what your Father's answer you because your ears know you are here. That's what the Spirit is saying to the church. It's like those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. What is your Father saying to you? What is he releasing through you? What is he establishing in this generation right now? Hallelujah. Through the promise, through the covenant that he had. Hallelujah. Thank you. The promise was coming through Jesus, but he's still establishing stuff because he said, I'm going to establish in generations, in their generations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are part of the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to be God to you and to their and to your seed after you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then verse number 19, hallelujah, and it reads, and God said, Sarah, your wife shall bear you a son indeed, and you shall call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant and with his seed after him. Hallelujah. So he said he was establishing an everlasting covenant with him. He was letting him know because he had Ishmael at first, hallelujah, by the bondswoman, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's when he was called Aram, and he had Ishmael then, hallelujah, but he said through Sarah, I'm going to make the everlasting covenant, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that's where his seed was going to come, where Jesus was going to come out the seed, because Jesus is the everlasting promise, hallelujah, he is one that came to fulfill the everlasting covenant that God said he was going to do through Isaac, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and in verse number 21, it says, but my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear to you at this set time in the next year. So he said, with my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear to you this set time next year. Hallelujah. So he was letting them know, this set time next year, you're going to have Isaac, that I'm the covenant that I am establishing with you, that I'm firmly and permanently putting in place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's another thing. God tells us what he's going to do and how he's going to do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When God first came to Abraham, when he was Abraham, he said, I'm going to make your name great. But he said that. That's why if you study Genesis, you will see God made a covenant with Abraham when he was Aram, and then when he was Abraham. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So if you really just look at the different covenants that God said, hallelujah, he said that he was going to make his name great, but that would just let him know when God said he's going to change your name, when he first comes to you, he makes something with you, he established something with you, but then when he changed you into who you're called to be, the things that he has established you firmly and permanently, hallelujah, because he was establishing through the name Abraham. Abraham, but he changed his name to. He said, you shall no longer be called this. He said, you shall be called Abraham. And then that's when he made the everlasting covenant. The thing that God is calling you to walk into, hallelujah, this is what the everlasting covenant is being established through, hallelujah, the purpose that he called you for, hallelujah, because it say, and he offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall your seed be called, hallelujah. Offer means to present or prefer something for someone to accept or reject as desired. Express a readiness or intention to do something for behalf of someone. A promise is a declaration or assurance that one will do a particular thing or that a particular thing will happen. Hallelujah. So he was letting know that I'm established and I'm going to firmly and purely put something in place. Hallelujah. This is a declaration. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said that he received the promise of his only begotten son. Hallelujah. Because we know he said it was through Isaac, but the everlasting came through Jesus, through the begotten son. And it says it here in Hebrews. Hallelujah. And received to be given, presented with, or paid something, take delivery of something and sent and communicated. Seed mean a flowering plant into a reproduction capable of developing into another such plant. When you put a seed into something, it be something, it start off as one thing, and then it reproduce into something else. It's a reproduction. We realize that begotten means a reproduction. Jesus was the reproduction of God in flesh. Hallelujah. He was the spirit of God that was overshadowed Mary. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because it said that God, Jesus, was the visible image of the invisible God. Hallelujah. So he was the word in flesh. He was the spirit came here made in flesh. Because it said that at first Adam was a living soul. The second Adam was a life-giving spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And call means to cry out a word or words. Cry out to someone in order to summon them or attract them. Hallelujah. It says that in Isaac shall your seed be called, the reproduction of what he is coming, because you start off as a seed and then he reproduce you into a plant. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we go to Genesis 15. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Genesis 15. We go to John 15. When we talked about the other day, we were talking about John 15. And it says, and every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bring forth much fruit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He was talking about how he prunes the fruit. Hallelujah. That he is a tree, that he is a true vine, and his father is the husbandman. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we know that God is reproducing something inside of our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we just got to allow him to do what he set forth to do and for us to believe and trust him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when we go to Genesis 22, and this is when it's talking about when Isaac was sent to sacrifice, when Abraham was sent to sacrifice Isaac. And it says, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and get into the land of Moriah and offer him up for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell you of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and split the wood for the burnt offering, rose up and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Hallelujah. He say on the third day, and Abraham said to his young men, abide you here with the ass, and I and the lad will go up yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and the knife, and they went both together. And Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Pay attention. He said, where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went to them together, and they came to a place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac and his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called to him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not your hand upon the lad, neither do anything to him, for I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, and the ram caught in the thicket of the horns, and Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham to call the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, says the Lord, for because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, that in blessings I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply you, your seed as the stars of heaven, as the sand which is upon the seashore, and the seed shall possess the gates of the enemy, and your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. Hallelujah. He said you obeyed his voice. And a couple of things that I want to pull out of here that the spirit was really jumping at me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now we're going to go back to the reference scripture and say, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promise offered up his only begotten son. He that received the promise, receive me to be given, presented with, or paid something, take delivery of something sent or communicated. Hallelujah. That he say, he that received the promise offered up his only begotten son. Hallelujah. See, what we have to realize is that it says, he that received the promise offered up his only begotten son. Jesus, God is the one that offered up his only begotten son, because Jesus is the only begotten of the Father. Hallelujah. See, Isaac was Abraham's son. Hallelujah. By faith, Abraham was tried with Isaac, and he received the promise offered. He received the promise that Isaac would be the everlasting covenant. Hallelujah. Which was a representation of Jesus Christ. Because when we read here, it says the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Jesus was raised on the third day. Hallelujah. They took a journey, and on the third day he lifted up his eyes. When Jesus was resurrected, he was lifted up on the third day. Hallelujah. Thank you. That's why I say we were baptized in the likeness of his death and baptized in the likeness of his resurrection. Hallelujah. So we were raised up. He said he lifted up his eyes. Hallelujah. Thank you. It say, lift up your eyes unto the hill which comes your help. Hallelujah. We are to lift up our eyes. When you lift up something, you look up to see something to gain the understanding. Eyes is a representation of understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. He wants you to lift up your understanding and see what he is saying. Hallelujah. And it says that Isaac was walking with his father, and he said, and his father said, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. Isaac asked him, Father, we have the fire, we have the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He didn't ask for no goat or nothing. When the angel came and provided something, he provided a ram. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He provided a goat. He provided a ram for the burnt offering. But Isaac asked him, where was the lamb? Jesus is a representation of the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it says he the promise offered up his only begotten son. It was a representation of Abraham being faithful and following God. Hallelujah. And showed by him offering, willing to try the offer of Isaac, that really the promise offered was for us to receive the only begotten son. Hallelujah. The Isaac shall your seed be called, because Isaac was the one, the son that God promised to Abraham, but the son that God promised to us was Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. The only begotten son, the one that sacrificed himself, the one that shed his blood for us. Hallelujah. When we go to Hebrews 9, we're going to go to Hebrews 9 and we'll come back. Hallelujah. And Hebrews 9, and I'm going to start at verse number 12. Hebrews 9 and verse number 12, it says, neither by blood of goats and by calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of goats and for the blood of bulls and of goats and of ashes of a heifer sprinkled the unclean sacrifice to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this call he is the mediator of the New Testament by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, that are called the mighty received the promise of the eternal inheritance. He said everlasting covenant. The eternal, he said that we received the promise from the first testament to the new testament. Hallelujah. We might receive the promise of the eternal. eternal inheritance. Hallelujah. He is a mediator between us. But I want us to see how it say, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offer himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. When we looked at purge, we talked about purge the other day when we talked about Jesus saying that that he is a true vine. Hallelujah. When we went to John 15. Because in John 15, it says that I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it that it may bring forth much fruit. So he prunes it. Hallelujah. It says in 9, it says that prune, purge it. Hallelujah. I said prune it. Hallelujah. If he say he purge it. And 9, it say purge your conscience from dead work. When you purge something, you rid something of an unwanted feeling, memory, or condition, typically going, giving a sense of charismatic relief, a abrupt or violent removal of a group of people from an organization or place. So you ridding yourself of unwanted feelings or memory. And we talked about how we have to know that we are called to not be conformed to the world, but be retransformed by the renewing of our mind so we can know the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So he said, purge your conscience from dead works. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When Jesus talk about work, he said the works of God is for you to believe on him who he sent, to believe on Jesus Christ. He said, purge your conscience of dead work. Hallelujah. When Adam ate from the tree of life, it gave even them a conscience to know what was good and what was bad. Hallelujah. It say, purge your conscience of dead works, of the bad things where you know you're constantly doing things that's taking you to death. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Purge your conscience and serve the living God. Now, Jesus makes a way by the blood to serve the living God. Hallelujah. But when we go back to Abraham and see how Abraham represented what God was going to do through the covenant, and he was talking, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why when you read the word, you got to be willing to look at it in different layers, because there's deepness inside of the word. It's layers of revelation, because God says that the covenant I'm going to make, that I'm going to release things in their generations. And in this generation, God is releasing stuff. He is releasing revelation. He is releasing understanding. He is releasing what is to come, because Jesus said the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, it says nothing but itself, but it says everything that he hears, and it tells you things to come. So God is always talking, hallelujah, to his children. He is releasing things that is to come. And that's why you have to have an intimate personal relationship with him so you can know what he's saying. He says, those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. What is God saying to you? What is he calling you and letting you know is to come? What is the words that he's calling you to say? What is the revelation and the understanding that he's releasing in this generation? See, we got to stop looking at this generation of what is going on, how the children are so lost. We were once lost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And just like God saved us and he brought us and he's transforming our minds and our thoughts and how we used to be, you have to realize that these babies nowadays, hallelujah, they have been through so much, they might not know the Lord, or they knew the Lord and their parents was not really serving the Lord because they were stuck in religion and tradition and trying to follow laws, and they did one thing in church, but there was something totally different outside the church. Just like God had to transform my mind for all the years of bitterness and pain and the things that I went through, and give me a new mind and look at things through his eyes, hallelujah. And he's still working on, he's going to work on me until I take my last breath, hallelujah. Because I submit to him and ask him, Lord, change me. Allow me to be who you called me to be. Allow me to speak what you called me to speak. Allow me to receive what you called me to receive. Allow me to forgive what you called me to forgive, hallelujah. Thank you. Allow me to love what you called me to love. But I can do none of it by myself, hallelujah. Because I didn't grow up forgiving. I didn't grow up truly loving, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I grew up in dead works. I grew up in bitterness, but I grew up with a facade that everything was okay because I learned how to take on the pain and cover it up. I learned how to fake it till I make it. But I'm no longer a victim. I am victorious. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to know how to walk in what God is saying. Hallelujah. We got to know that in this generation, he is releasing stuff. He is releasing stuff that is coming to us. Hallelujah. Thank you. He's releasing stuff that he is saying right now. He is releasing stuff for this generation to deliver for the next generation. He is releasing bondages and things and and soul ties and different things, generational curses, and so much has been held on an older generation that has come for this generation to break it. You got to realize when people say something can't change, don't be the ones that bring change. A lot of people talk against what they know is change. And they want people to look at the outer appearance of how they're acting right now. But God can change something in a second. And it can be who he called it to be. When God touched me and said, you're going to walk. And what I called you to walk in, even when I fight and say, Lord, I can't do this. He say, I know, but I can. And I'm using you. And I'm walking through you because I live in you and I walk in you. So you just live in the spirit and walk in the spirit. And I will guide you to where you're called to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Abraham told him God will offer the lamb. Jesus was the lamb, the eternal spirit. It wasn't the bulls and goats, but it was of the lamb. And Isaac asked, where is the lamb? He didn't say where was the bull or the goat. He said, where was the lamb? And it shows the connections in Hebrews 11. So one thing we need to understand is that God is doing some things. And God has taken us to some places. And we just got to be able to embrace what God is doing right now. We have to learn how to change our mindsets. And the only way we can truly do that is we allow the Holy Spirit to overpower us. It's okay to be by yourself. God has taken me through so many seasons where I feel like he ripped everybody from me. But I learned in each season where he ripped people from me, when I have to be by myself, when people don't understand me, people still don't understand. It's not meant for them to understand me because I don't understand me. God is teaching me how to not understand me, but seek to understand him. It ain't about me knowing who Crystal is. It's about me knowing who God created. And when I know who God created, I know who God is. Because God is showing me another level of himself inside of me. Himself is word in flesh. Himself of the layers of the word inside of me. See, it's layers of the word that God is releasing. Just like God said to Abraham, next year, Sarah shall have Isaac. Next year, I'm going to have something that is that's part of the everlasting covenant that God is bringing, that he is calling forth the birth inside of me. But it's certain things that I have to go through. That's why I say, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on thy own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. It's about acknowledging him, not on our own understanding. See, a lot of us want to understand ourselves, but we need to understand God. We need to understand him. And when you're starting to get the relationship where he's teaching you who he is, don't let nobody stray you away. You got to know how to communicate with God. You got to know how to fight this fight in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when you feel something that's pulling you away, you say, God, I need your help. I can't do this. I feel like something is pulling me from you. It's something we have a disconnect. What is it? Show me. Show me what I need to do. To feel. Am I too much in my feelings? Or are you teaching me something and I just need teach me how to submit to the teaching? Because sometimes God can be taking us through some stuff and we thinking there's a feeling that we're feeling and we're uncomfortable, but God is releasing understanding inside of us of what's going on. He is showing us the pain and what is to come, or he is showing us the understanding of where we're called to go to and what we are called to say and how we are called to communicate something. God is showing me so many different things right now, and I'm thankful. But I have to be submitted to him to release certain things and do certain things. And I can't say it because I don't know how to explain it right now. But my Father knows how to explain it. So I just want you to be encouraged and know that God is with you. And God will never leave you nor forsake you. And that he is releasing something in this generation. And he is putting forth his word for his children to hear. We talked about yesterday about the remnant. It's a certain remnant that can hear right now in this generation. And then he's calling them to sit at his feet, to listen, to do, and to be who he called them to be. The remnant is different. It's okay for people to say you're weird. It's something wrong with you. They don't understand you. And to be honest, you don't understand you. But God does. Because this is a level of God that you never knew. And just bracing and ask him to give you strength to continue on and to not give up. and to continue to die to yourself daily so he can come more alive inside of you. I thank you for joining me on God's Rooted Message. I pray you was encouraged. I pray the Spirit of the Lord continues to teach you and guide and direct you and give you the understanding that you need for it. We cannot make it without God. We do all things through Christ Jesus. None of this is on ourselves. And we don't have the strength to do it by ourselves. And when you and God go through the process of what God is doing for you right now and embrace that you're different, but it's okay because you're who God called to be. God is different. I love you. God loves you more. Join me tomorrow. Love harder, praise harder. Hug, love, my love.